how to produce red and black currant plants.
Welcome to Gardeners Radio by Lubera Edibles, the podcast for professional gardeners. We are talking about edible plants.
In our Gardeners Radio podcast, which is directed for and to professional gardeners, we want also to talk about production, how to produce this or that. And in this podcast, we want to talk about how to produce red and white and black currants, which on the first hand doesn't seem to be very very difficult, but we will see. I have two guests with me, which are production specialists. The first is Frederick. Frederick, can you shortly say who you are and what you are doing?
My name is Frederick Vollert, and I work at Lubera Edibles, and I'm responsible for product development.
And the second is Robert, our production czar.
My name is Robert Mayhofer. I'm the production and nursery manager in our Swiss nursery from Lubera. Yes, and also your deputy.
Okay, thank you very much. So we're just going right into our subject, how to produce red and black currants. First, perhaps we're starting with the young plants. What type of young plants do you offer as Lubera Edibles, Frederick?
We offer two different types of young plants by the currants. The first type is our standard 60-cell tray. And the other type is an 18-cell tray. It's comparable with a P9.
Okay. How important nowadays are black and red currant young plants in your company at Lubera Edibles?
Every year they become more and more important. So the total amount of produced and also, of course, of sold plant increase every year.
Why?
Because we think one reason is the varieties, especially the Lubera varieties, which were bred directly for the home garden. And the other reason is a cell tray plant is much easier to plant, to pot, than a bare root woody plant.
Luberacom is selling currant plants to chain stores, but also directly to the consumer through lubera.com. And how important is the crop for a nursery like yours?
I think it's very important, because when you want to sell berries and shrubs of berries, you have to have currants. But in the last 10, 20 years, you sell every year less currants and more blueberries, American highbush blueberries. But I think you have to have currants.
How could the market share of currants grow for the future?
I think you have to make the currants more productive. You have to use better varieties. For example, if you see the blackcurrant varieties from which are 30, 40 years old, they are sour and bitter, and when you see the new varieties, you have a big fruit size, you have sweets currants where you can use for fresh eating. So I think also the varieties are very important to get the currants back in the focus.
Okay, so back to the production. We are now producing black and red currant. When are we potting, Robert?
As early as possible, I would say, because especially the red and white currants, they stop growing normally end of June with the longest day, and it's not so easy to keep them growing longer as end of June. So start as early as possible that you have enough time to make a nice bushy plant.
Is it possible to pot in autumn?
Yes, it is, because the hardiness, the winter hardiness is not a problem in currants. You can overwinter the container plants, I would say, nearly everywhere outside. You not have to protect it. But when you use young plants out from a plug, a 60-cell plug, I would also pot in autumn as early as possible, because the plug should root in the substrate, that it not coming out with the frost over the winter.
Okay, now we have potted and we want to have a bushy plant, which perhaps, I don't know, is not so easy with currants. How to have bushy Finnish plants?
To get bushy Finnish plant, you have to cut sometimes, I would say, red and white currants, you have to cut back two times, and black currants maybe three times in the growing season. But for that, it's very important to keep the plants healthy, that they grow, and also that they have enough fertilizer in the pot, that they don't stop growing.
Perhaps a related question, how to have growing red currant, especially over in July, beginning of August? That's possible?
It is possible, but the one reason why red currants want to stop in at the longest time, we don't know, but I think that's a few reasons. One is the day length. We can't change outside in the nursery. So very important is the fertilizer, that the plants have enough fertilizer before the longest day is coming, that they not stopping. Also the climate, we see that in our nursery in northern Germany, the red currants normally growing longer as in Switzerland, where we have hot summers. And we see also in Bad Zwischenahn, in the German nursery, that the plants who inside a small plastic tunnel are growing longer and better as outside. So maybe also the temperature is a thing where we have to look at, that it's more how you say it in English,
mitigated, more average.
Yeah, more average. Yeah. Not as high peaks in the summer. Yes.
Okay. Sometimes you have to have fresh plants for the summer sales. So garden centers want to have perhaps, or should have perhaps, fresh plants in July, August for the autumn sales. Of course, this market has become smaller, but if we have customers, but the only I have to say otherwise, if we want to have a market in the autumn and in summer, we have to have nice plants. So how is it possible to have nice black and red currants in summertime for our garden center market? And is there a difference between black currants and red-white currants?
It's not so easy to have good leaf quality in currants in summer and autumn. So I would say, before I said you have to pot as early as possible, now I would say pot as late as possible, but as early as
necessary.
Because when you have a shorter cultivation time, you have less time for powdery mildew or other problems in who making the leaves spotty or things like that. So take a later potting time, and also the plant health. What you're spraying, you have to spray. I would say every week or every 10 years with pesticides, or we use in Switzerland in our nursery now EM, effective microorganism. It's also very good working for example powdery mildew, but also the varieties are important. You can use newer varieties who are more tolerant against powdery mildew.
Is there a difference between red currants and black currants?
Yes, but also in the varieties in the red currants. You have, for example, Rosa Sport. It's a pink red currant. It's getting more powdery mildew, as, for example, Barbette is a red currant. And also in the black currants, the most of our varieties, of the Lubera varieties, there's no problem anymore with powdery mildew. The only one who have sometimes powdery mildew is Naroma.
Can you say a little bit more about effective microorganisms? So you are replacing normal sprays with chemical things by effective microorganism, 100%, or how is it working?
Yes, so against fungi, it's very good working. We use effective microorganisms with other plant-based preparates.
In combination,
but plant-based. Yes. Plant-based, yes.
Vegetarian.
Yes. But I don't know if microorganisms are vegetarian. and we could replace the chemical things for 100% against fungi, but it's not working against all... how is it said? Aphids and tear-based problems.
But in fungi, it
yeah,
works.
It's very good working, yes.
Okay, last question for both of you. If you could choose the perfect plant architecture, plant size for a bigger market share of black and red currant, what would you choose, Frederick?
So I would choose... also, that what a hobby gardener would choose. The reason why a hobby gardener is buying a currant plant is that he want to get fruit, maybe as soon as possible, maybe in the year of planting, but also maybe in the year after planting. So, and this depends a lot on the size of the plant. So. Bigger plant is producing a much earlier fruit than a smaller plant.
Robert, how big can a currant be for the market?
I would say not big enough, but
it cannot be too big. So
yeah. Yes, and if you see the market in the US, for example, the plants bigger, a lot bigger as in Europe, and it's working. So I think as bigger is better for the customer. And maybe also you can sell two sizes, a smaller size for the customer who want a cheaper plant, and also a big plant who is producing fruit at the moment he's buying it.
So you are not 100% happy with this 1-2 liter plants you see on the market dominating.
For me, it's a young plant because the customer in normal have to wait 2 years. Until the currant is bearing enough fruits,
yeah, and with the autumn bearing raspberry has only to wait some months, mm-hmm. And also blueberry is starting very fast with production. Yeah, yeah. Okay, that's it. All about producing red and black currant. We hope that you hear again our Gardeners Radio. And if you have questions, please ask my colleague. please write emails to frederick.follert@luberaedibles.com, and he will ask us if he cannot answer the questions. So we are very open to your questions, and we hope you enjoyed our show. And go on gardening and have a fruitful day. Thanks for hearing Gardeners Radio by Lubera Edibles. You find us on every platform for podcasts, Spotify, Apple, and of course on our website www.luberaedibles.com. Go on gardening.